The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Thus says the Lord, when Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt I called my son. The more I called them, the farther they went from me, sacrificing to the Baals and burning incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, who took them in my arms. I drew them with human cords, with bands of love. I fostered them like one who raises an infant to his cheeks. Yet though I stooped to feed my child, they did not know that I was their healer. My heart is overwhelmed, my pity is stirred. I will not give vent to my blazing anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again. For I am God, not man, the Holy One present among you. I will not let the flames consume you. The word of the Lord. Let us see your face, Lord, and we shall be saved. Let us see your face, Lord, and we shall be saved. O shepherd of Israel, hearken. From your throne upon the cherubim, shine forth. Rouse your power. Let us see your face, Lord, and we shall be saved. Once again, O Lord of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine and protect what your right hand has planted, the Son of Man, whom you yourself made strong. Let us see your face, Lord, and we shall be saved. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, as you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic, or sandals or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable in the land of, for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on that day of judgment than for that town. The Gospel of the Lord. And so we have been spending time in the book of Hosea. And Hosea in the Old Testament, of course, he was a prophet, and God told him, and he's an image of God's love for his people. So in the beginning of the book, he's told to go and marry Gomer. And Gomer is a harlot, you know, and he says, I want you to love her, and she's going to go out, and she's going to do her harlotry, and she's going to come back, and I want you to love her because that's what my people do to me. And that's all of us, in case you're feeling good about yourself. Yeah, you're a harlot, and so am I. And you think, oh, that's not. We go in and out of our relationship with God, all of us. Moods affect how we do things. And yet, this is what God says to us today. He says, I lifted you up as a person lifts an infant to his cheek. So this is the image that God wants to give us today. That though we go around and we do our things and we put our will before his will and we are in and out with our relationship with him, he still always draws us to himself, picks us up, and puts us next to his cheek. How much he loves us in spite of us. And when we really get that and we know that, then we will always be grateful. Grateful that our God is always faithful to me. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and